Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining us this morning. My guest, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. Check them out online, adxdigitalmarketing.com, or just give them a call here at the office, 262-6000. And there's no better partner for this digital marketing landscape that changes every day. And there's all kinds of new websites and socials and all kinds of stuff that you can advertise on, and they can get you hooked up. Let them know today, ADX Digital Marketing. Lexi, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. My voice might give out a little bit, so I'm going to let you do most of the talking. But one thing that I spend probably most of my internet time on YouTube. I really do. I love it. I guess it's considered social media in a way, right? Because you can comment, you can
followers
and subscribers.
It's definitely a marketing tool, I would say.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about advertising on YouTube.
Yeah. So like you said, YouTube is huge these days. There's so many people on YouTube. I mean, I was in the car yesterday. We went out to that Renaissance Fair at Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. And we had a good like 45-minute drive and some young kids in the car, and they hijacked my phone and were watching videos on YouTube, you know, to keep them entertained. And so, you know, everyone's watching YouTube, and the largest age group right now on YouTube is between the ages of 15 and 35. So it's got over 2 billion, you know, monthly active users. So with that, you know, it's got this huge platform. It's definitely a highly effective strategy for business and marketers, and it is a product that we can offer here at ADX Digital. So, you know, with its massive user base, it also has very precise targeting options that we'll go through, but just ways to really make sure that we're serving the video ad to the relevant audience. And because it's video, it's also very engaging visual content, you know, so it's really great for those verticals that want to showcase their product or their service in a video form. But YouTube offers a great way to reach and engage with a very, very vast audience, over 2 billion monthly active users. That is a ton of people. So a ton of people are on YouTube. And, you know, with advertising on YouTube, you're going to be able to get in front of a very large amount of people.
Hmm. 2 billion with a B every month?
Yeah. Wow. Monthly active users. So tons of people. And there's a lot of advantages of advertising on YouTube. So, like, the first one we were kind of just talking about is that massive reach. So it's also the second largest search engine and also the largest video platform in the world. So there's definitely great opportunity for businesses here to be able to showcase their products and their services, both on a local and a national scale. As a reminder, here at ADX Digital, we're able to target both on the local and the national level. We can target by city. We can target by zip code. So there is definitely reach outside of just Pensacola. If you have interest or if you have markets or stores outside of this area, we can layer a geofence on and be able to target inside and outside of the Pensacola area. Another great thing about YouTube is the targeting options. So on top of that geo target, there's also behavioral targeting categories that we can layer on. So the behavioral targeting is that offline and online behavior that people are doing that kind of places them into these different categories. And so this really helps to refine the audience reach on YouTube because, you know, it's great that you can reach 2 billion people, but we really want to get that ad in front of people that are going to want to learn more about your product or service or who are going to want to buy your product or service. And so the way that we do that is we refine that audience search by layering on these targeting capabilities or these behavioral targets, which can be, you know, age, it can be gender, it can be location, mm-hmm. or it can be, I was combining two words there, or it can be very interest-based type of targeting as well. So whatever people are interested in that maybe they've searched for in the past or certain stores they've gone to that will place them into these different interest-based categories. And so that way we can make sure the ad is showing to relevant viewers. And for example, like if we have somebody who is interested in, like, maybe they've done a lot of research with restaurants in the area or specific types of food, you know, that would put them into this kind of like foodie behavioral category. And so because of that, that's kind of like one of the categories that we would be able to target with these YouTube behavioral categories. So this precision targeting, definitely make sure that your ads are being seen so that those are, who are seeing your ads are actually interested in your offerings. They're actually relevant to that person. And that way it'll result in higher engagement and higher conversion rates. And when I say conversion rates, that is when somebody actually engages with your ad. So that is, you know, if somebody clicks the ad and goes directly to your website, and then maybe there's a contact us form on your site, they'll go and fill out the contact us form. Or if there's a video on your site, they'll go and watch the video on the site. So just different actions that they're taking on the site, those are what we call conversions. And that's how we track return on investment and the success of the campaign.
Yeah, getting into that 2 billion count and finding that audience in there, that's amazing how you can do that. That's really great.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And, you know, it is important, too, because there are different verticals or different categories of advertisers where certain products will work better than others. And so for this specific product, you know, some of the verticals that YouTube video will perform better for would be education, for example, because education, you know, about 95% of teens are on YouTube, and we have that ability to do that interest target. So if we're targeting, we can target a specific age of teenagers. We can target people who are maybe interested in fashion and style, or who are interested in hiking and camping, to really hit that demographic and that audience that we want to hit. Another great vertical here would be the home services vertical, because a lot of home services is pretty heavy in TV. So they essentially already have a video. So that's already a great step towards, you know, getting ready to advertise something on YouTube, is we have a video that we can use. And we have very specific categories towards this specific home services vertical that we could utilize. So for example, we can target people who are in market for home appliances, or in market for different furnishings. And with home services, especially for like furnishings and home decor, like if you think about it, that's definitely a more visual type of advertiser or type of product, because you want people to see and visualize like the furniture in their home, or you know, whatever it is that you're selling, you want them to kind of see it visually, because that's kind of really what drives home if somebody wants to purchase that product or not. So,
and they want to see the product in action sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really important, you know, especially for those visual verticals, the video does tend to perform really well. And kind of like you were just saying, you want to see the product in action. So another big spender, especially in video, is the financial vertical. I see, you know, tons of financial services ads on TV, and it's a lot of kind of seeing that product in action, or people commenting on the different credit cards that they have to offer, things like that. And so financial is another big vertical that spins, heavily in TV, and has a lot of video to be able to serve across different video products as well. And some of the targeting segments there are super relevant. That would work really well for the financial services category as well. We can target people that are in market for a home, or, you know, somebody who's getting ready to buy a home that's going to need to meet with a bank, or somebody who's actually in market for mortgage, or somebody in market maybe for purchasing a car. So we can actually hit these people with these ads like right when it's relevant at the top of the funnel before they make the purchase, to get them to, you know, go to your bank or your credit union or whatever it may be. And then just some other ones too, more visual verticals. I would say, you know, if you're a jewelry store, that's another one where you really want to be able to see the jewelry that you'd be purchasing. And that kind of really helps to drive home like, oh, that's really beautiful, I'd like to buy that. Or if you're a restaurant and you want to showcase some of the food that you have, that's another great way. You know, every time I see an ad on TV or an ad on YouTube with food, it constantly makes me hungry, you know? I don't know about you, Jake.
Oh,
but
yeah, definitely.
But
especially
yeah,
some of our local restaurants around here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, another visual advertiser, another visual product that I would say would be another good one for YouTube video.
And one thing I always like to stress is a lot of the times when I think some people hear this, they think, oh, well, this is only for big businesses or big corporations that have, you know, all of this budget for advertising, but this is, you know, here local, you know, people can access this no matter what scale, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like we can target zip codes. So if you want to reach specific zip codes in the Pensacola area, we can layer those on. If you want to do specific counties in the Pensacola area, we can definitely do targeting at the local level. Yeah. And I will say another thing with one of our with all of our campaigns is we want to be able to reach, you know, 40 to 70% of the available impressions. And so with our targeting, that's something that we keep in mind, you know, so if we want to cast a wide net, but we don't want it to be too wide to where we're only serving to each person one time, because frequency is important. Yeah. So we want, you know, on average to serve to people at least three times, because that's normally what it takes. Someone needs to see an ad three times before they take on any sort of action, whether that be further research or going to your website, buying something off of your site, going to your store. So, you know, with that said, it is very important as well to, when we're planning out the campaign and we're layering on that geography and we're layering on those behavioral targets, to make sure that we're reaching everybody, to make sure our reach is just as wide as our frequency is high, I guess is a good way to put it.
Right.
But we factor both of those things in. And, you know, that's when we work with you. We have meetings with you. We make sure we're hitting that 40 to 70%. And if not, there's ways to, you know, make sure we are, by narrowing the geo or narrowing the behavioral targets and things like that. So that's kind of what we do in some of our initial meetings as we're planning.
All right. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. Check them out at adxdigitalmarketing.com. Send them an email at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com or give them a call, 262-6000. And they are definitely your comprehensive digital marketing partner for this ever-changing landscape. And talking about YouTube today, how you can advertise on YouTube and reach that 2 billion users per month. That just still blows my mind.
Yeah.
2 billion users, but I'm one of them.
Lots of people. Yeah, me too. Sometimes I'll just go to YouTube and just listen to... Sometimes they're mixes, you know, like if I start with one song, it'll just go to other ones. And it's a great way to kind of learn some new music sometimes.
What I've started doing is the sleep meditation.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
They have all kinds of binaural beats and, you know, meditation music. And I'll just put that on while I go to sleep. So it'll run. Some of these videos are 10 hours long, you know. So, I mean, I can imagine 2 billion users. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were just kind of talking about the different targeting that is available through YouTube. There's thousands of different targeting capabilities and categories that we could utilize. And, you know, one thing I actually should caveat as well is, in order to advertise on YouTube, you do have to have your own YouTube channel where the video that you would want to use would live. So that's just an important caveat here. If that is not a... That is not something that you have if you don't have a YouTube channel. We can still offer our video pre-roll products, which would serve on other websites and apps outside of YouTube. And that's another, you know, that's a great product as well. It's another video product that will serve the ad serves before a video that you go to see on a website or app. So that is something that we can offer as well. That's another option. And one other caveat too, with the YouTube product, is you actually do get a banner that serves alongside the video as well. And that would be added value. So that's another great thing.
And I gotta say, from somebody who does YouTube, and I have a couple different pages on there, it's really difficult sometimes to get all those banners and all that stuff, you know, the right size and the right dimension and to get it to look right on there. So I'm glad that you guys handle that stuff, because that sometimes could be very time consuming.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And with the creative, so typically YouTube allows videos from 12 seconds up to 6 minutes. But I will say, you know, the 6 minute videos, that a lot of them will be skippable. So if you do have a really long video, you want to make sure that, or there is a chance that somebody will not watch it all the way through to the end. So typically we would recommend like 15 or 30 second videos to play, because just remember, these will be ads that will play before a YouTube video that somebody has actually selected to play. So that's another important thing to keep in mind as well. And another advantage here is it's cost effective. When you compare the YouTube video to, you know, a traditional form of like a TV commercial. With digital or with YouTube video, you're paying by impression. So, you know, everything is priced out on a CPM, meaning a cost per thousand pricing model. So every time sees the ad, you pay for that impression. So you'll be able to know, you know, how many people are seeing your ad. And on top of that, we also provide very detailed reporting on a monthly basis that dives even further outside of just impression delivery. You know, what people are actually, what sort of actions people are taking with your ad, whether they're clicking on it, whether they're going to your website, if they're coming to your store or your business. So there's a lot of data that we can provide as well on a monthly basis to show you how your campaign is actually doing. So this monthly report we provide with all of our products at ADX Digital. So, you know, every product that we have, if you have a live campaign with us, you should be getting a report every month, and it will show you impression delivery for the month. It will show you the number of clicks that you've received on your ads that month, as well as the click-through rate. So the click-through rate shows you essentially how many people that have seen the ad actually clicked on the ad. It'll also show you performance by device. So YouTube video can run across your desktop, your tablet, or your mobile device. So our monthly reporting will actually show the breakout of where those impressions are serving. I will say typically we do see the majority of those serve on mobile, but you know, a lot of people do still like to watch YouTube on their desktop or if they have a tablet as well, because it's a video and sometimes you like to see a video on a bigger screen. Mm-hmm. And then it also shows you the breakout based on your different creative. So if you're running multiple videos, you'll be able to see the impression and click delivery across different creative, which is great because we can see if one creative is performing better than another. And if so, we'll be able to put more impressions towards the better performing creative. And we call that optimizing. So basically making shifts throughout the campaign just to maximize your return on investment.
I was just going to say, I would imagine that the analytics that you're talking about are not always available with other advertising agencies, I would think. ADX kind of, offers a lot more insight into how you're reaching your customers. And like you said, just mm-hmm. you can track everything from, you know, click through and all of these different parts. Yeah.
So I mean, great. I'm not totally sure what other partners are providing, but I will say in my experience, like coming from audio especially, mm-hmm. The reporting was definitely not as robust and you couldn't track as much. And so, I mean, I do think in my experience that this report is the best I've ever seen in terms mm-hmm. of the detail and everything. I love our reporting. I think it's great. And, you know, we typically also will meet with our clients every month to go through the reporting with them. So if they have any questions, if we look, like I was just saying, and we have a specific behavioral target performing better, or we have a specific creative performing better, those are the conversations we have during our report reviews. Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of decide right then and there, all right, let's put more budget towards this creative because it's performing better. And so, you know, we really like to involve our clients in the campaign that they're running and make sure that they're really in the loop with what's going on and have the say in that optimization process.
Yeah. You're a real life partner, you know, and not a life partner, but a real life partner.
Yeah. A real life partner.
Instead of just, you know, just kind of paying your money into something and not really knowing how it's working. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
And another thing too, this is video. You can see video completions as well. So you can see how many people have watched the video to the 25% mark versus the 50 versus the 75 versus 100, meaning somebody watched the the ad all the way through to the end. Mm. So that's also helpful information as well, because if you're running, you know, like a 30-second and not everyone's watching it to the end, then maybe we shorten the video to that 15-second mark since most people are watching it to about halfway. Mm. So, you know, again, all of these are all different, you know, data and analytics that we're tracking with the idea of being able to make these data-driven recommendations or optimizations to really maximize the return on investment. And with that being said, like on top of all of that, we can also provide what we call conversion tracking. And that, you know, is really tracking actual actions that people are taking on your site. So for example, if you have a contact us form on your site and somebody fills that out, we can track that. If somebody clicks on, you know, a live chat box to engage in live chat on your site, if you have one of those on your site, that's something that we can track. If you have products for sale on your site and somebody makes a purchase, that's something we can track. Or if you're a restaurant and you have a menu and somebody's gone to your website and downloaded the menu, we can track that. Registering for a newsletter. So these are all different. On top of the impressions, the clicks, the video completion rates, all of that stuff, we can also track these specific actions on your site as well to really show you like where people are gravitating to on your site. Which again is just more data that can be used by the advertiser in the long run, especially when it comes to like their website design and things like that. Alrighty, and then just an overall stat here, just to give you an idea of, you know, how many people were actually spending advertising money in 2023, and just Q1 there was almost $6.7 billion in advertising revenue for YouTube. So
wow.
A lot of YouTube revenue, so definitely consider it in your product mix if you are advertising. And again, outside of YouTube or something, you know, another thing that we can do that I do want to mention too before we run out of time here is our social mirror product. So that's that product where we actually take your ad and we mirror it on other websites and apps. And the social mirror product actually clicks out to your social media page, so like your Facebook, as well as your client website. And one of the platforms that we can mirror from for the social mirror product is actually YouTube. So if you do have an ad on YouTube and you want to expand that outside of YouTube, social mirror is a way to do that. We can mirror your YouTube ad and serve it across website snaps based on where users are, based on those targeting parameters of the campaign.
Wow, this is fascinating. You know, from watching YouTube all these years and seeing the ads and things, you know, as a business owner, I would think that would just be a natural, that I would want to be there. I would want to be seen there because that's where my eyes have always been. So if you're interested in advertising on YouTube, check out adxdigitalmarketing.com. Give them a call here at the office, 262-6000. Or send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. My guest has been Lexi Mendoza. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know so much about this stuff. Thank you for what you do. And this has been the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.